Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh, what is going on, 49ers faithful? We just cannot have normalcy. We just can't do it. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We are recording this at 8:54 a.m. Pacific time. And sure enough, we got breaking news. I thought it was going to be calm, cool. Can't hurt me today, 49ers. Not so fast, my friends. We get news from Ian Rappaport. Quote, the 49ers are expected to explore trading Deebo Samuel. Goes on to say, a parting for Samuel on SF is not guaranteed. I know I'm not supposed to say SF, but that's a quote. But it may make sense for all parties, end quote. Now, so here's the thing. I have to be very, very honest. I am skeptical about a trade manufacturing. We're going to get into the contract, the whys, the why the 49ers want to trade, why Deebo might be cool with the trade, why it might not happen, what it would be for, the option bonus, which is huge, March 22nd. There's an extra $15 million that is going to be coming out on March 22nd. So the 49ers are on a timeline, and that's why this news is coming out now. Because if Debo's on the roster after March 22nd, on March 22nd, another option hits for $15 million. So if you trade him before, that's $15 million you get to keep. And so this is as nuanced a contract as we could dive into. It's muddy, muddy, muddy. So I want to get into all the ramifications of this. It's huge. It's huge because Deebo has, you know, part of what I wanted to talk about today, the 49ers put out like a top 10 plays of the year just a couple days ago. And so you go through and I just counted, okay, how many players made how many plays? All right. Well, here, I'll go through it now. Jordan Elliott, he had a blocked field goal. You had Fred Warner only had one. Juwan Jennings only had one. Ricky Pearsall only had one. Nick Bosa only had one. Kittle was on there twice. Diamador Lenore was on there twice. Deebo was on there twice. And then Brock Purdy, he was a part of seven of those plays because quarterbacks got to throw it to the wide receivers. But the fact that if you look over the course, and I know Deebo had a very, 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 very bad year last year, not trying to go against that, but Deebo is a playmaker. Like, even last year, whenever he had a terrible year, he only had 800 total yards, four touchdowns, not a good year at all. But still, in perhaps his worst year as a pro, still showed up in some of the biggest moments of the season. Now, does that mean that you should keep him and all that kind of different stuff? No. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what I got out there. But, man. And this is where, thank you, John. Appreciate the super chat. What is a realistic net of the trade? Third rounder? That's what I'm saying. How do you get more than a third round pick for trading a 29-year-old Deebo Samuel? It's not like he's coming off one of his better years. He's only passed 1,000 total yards, not even receiving yards, 1,000 total yards twice in his career. The contract year, and then in 2023, he had 1,117 total yards, but 12 touchdowns. Deebo is a commodity that every single team in the NFL would like on their roster. There's no doubt about it. There's not a team in the NFL that's like, nah, we don't want a Deebo. Every single team wants a Deebo. Every single team does. That's another reason why I'm like, man, why would the 49ers trade him if you're not even going to get money back? That's kind of, I'm not saying Debo's worth his contract. What I am saying is that Deebo and his agent finessed this deal to where, man, they are holding the 49ers' feet to the fire to get every single penny of this deal and then be able to choose their free agent spot. Right here, Deebo replied to Shefty's tweet with the prayer hands emoji. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. that is awesome. So here's the thing. I think you could get a third rounder. But if you kept Deebo, plays this year, then leaves next year, you'll probably get a fourth or a fifth comp pick, maybe a fourth or a third comp pick. So why lose a year of Deebo? Lose an additional $15 million cap hit. If you trade Deebo before the draft, you get hit with another $15 million as opposed to having it spread out over 2 years. So it's coming off the books either way. That, again, nuance, guys. Nuance. I know there's takes out there that are just do this, dud. I ain't that guy. I have a page and a half notes on a Debo contract that have been working, and I just keep adding to it because it just keeps getting more and more and more and more and more complex. Shout out to my man Yatsik. He says, don't trade him. Right here, Debo does not produce. I get it. Everybody's frustrated with how Debo performed last year. I get that. Debo asked to be traded, though. That was in the past. You just had him on a podcast just 2 days ago saying, do you want the 49ers to trade for Myles Garrett? Would you take a pay cut? He said, if we were 100% guaranteed to win the Super Bowl, yes, I would. That was 2 days ago. Life comes at you fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. It'll pass you by. But Debo likes drama. He's a drama guy. Talks trash. Backs it up most of the time. Off-season holdout, all that kind of stuff. Wasn't near as bad as Ayuk. But, it's just a mess right now. So, again, back to if a team would pay a second-round pick, even a late second, I would do this deal in a heartbeat. Now, we look at what the 49ers currently have. You've got 2/3. You've got 3 4th-rounders projected. We'll have to see how the comp pick formula comes out. That should come out just after the Super Bowl. But, like, if we could package Debo and a 4th for a 2nd, I'm doing business. I just have a hard time. Who the hell is going to pay a 2nd-rounder for Debo and have to do a new contract? So the team that trades for Debo Samuel, they'll have a 1-year $17.5 million contract. Niners eat almost all the dead money. So the 1-year $17.5 million, like, that's tradable. So a team, they're getting a relatively good deal, but do you trade, let them play out this deal, then sign him to an extension, or do you sign him to an extension right away? Like, these are all the things. Like, this is, it's confusing and convoluted for Debo. It's confusing, convoluted for the Niners. It's confusing, convoluted for the team trading for him. So the more complexity that arrives in this situation, the more and more I'm just like, man, I'm a little skeptical that's going to happen. What year is this? The 2nd, 3rd, 4th year? Consecutive years we're trading Debo? It's every single year. Rinse, repeat. It never changes. It never changes. Josh says, and I know news is coming out so fast as this is coming out. I totally get that. Right here, Adam Schefter. The 49ers have granted Debo and his agent, Torrey Dandy, permission to find a trade partner for the wide receiver. Samuel told ESPN, this comes after Samuel asked San Francisco to trade him during the players' exit meetings after the season. And there we go. It was a hard conversation to have with Kyle Shanahan because of his relationship we have there, Samuel said today, but I have to do what's best. I'm more than thankful for the Niners giving me the opportunity of a lifetime, and now I think it's best we find another team. Well, if that's the case, that means the cut conversation happened. This is conjecture on Chapman's part, right? It was a hard conversation to have with Kyle because of the relationship we have him, and it all took place in the exit interviews. I think they said, look, dude, we're going to have to move you, or you're going to have to take a pay cut. That's what this says to me. That's what this says to me. And again, conjecture. I could be way off. Like, I don't like playing this game, and I don't like playing with this line. This is not what I want to talk film. I want to talk scheme. I want to talk, you know what I mean? Hidden jibs. I want to talk the 89th player on the roster. I don't like this. I don't like this. This is not the part of this whole thing that I like. But I'm telling you, based off of what Adam Schefter put out there, and there are quotes on all of this, I would bet the farm the 49ers were like, look, dude, we ain't keeping you. You either got to take a pay cut or we might cut you. Well, man, let me try to find a trade. Let me try to put that out there. You get cut, that kills your perception. That kills your respect. That kills all those things. So I think that makes sense. So again, back to John. Appreciate you. Thanks for the super chat. Does he get to choose his trade destination? Again, trades come down to 3 separate groups. All right. Has to make sense for the 49ers. Has to make sense for Debo and his agent. Has to make sense for the opposing team. So, yeah, the 49ers have, again, we're getting up to the minute, different stuff. But the 49ers have given Debo and his agent permission, very similar to what they did with DeForest Buckner. And this is about the same time frame, except it wasn't public. But with Debo, it's always got to be public. Always, always, always. Debo has to have it on him. Has to. It's just who he is, personality. You knew that before you drafted him. You knew that before you re-signed him. You knew that before this. You know that. Kyle Shanahan and him are like besties.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida? And here's the thing. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in or out as quick as 15 minutes. And now they offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for this sports season. So head to prizepicks.com, use the link in the description of this podcast, or download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 49ers. You'll get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Now, here's my favorite thing about this is it's just so simple. You pick two players, and let's say you're into basketball. Is Steph Curry going to score over 26.5 points? Is Jimmy Butler going to score over 20.5 points? Over, under, you get paid. If you get it right, that's where it is. So go to Prize Picks and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Did you know last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America? Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers, but it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns helps grow your money into more of your money. Imagine if you started saving a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. How you would feel if you started investing what you already have. Well, with Acorns, it makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, or your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you invest with spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your personal spare change. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. That's acorns.com/49ers. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So now Debo and his agent, they're calling every single team. Hey, Debo wants a play for you. Hey, Debo wants a play for you. What will you give us? What will you give us? So now the agent and Debo, they're the ones working. 49ers probably, yeah, they might make some calls too. But that's about it. Shout out to my man Rob Lauder. He says, I think they're going to have to redo his deal to make it more tradable. That pre-June 1 dead cap, it's just, whew. Because here's the thing, going back to the nuance. March 22nd, Debo gets an additional $15 million added onto this deal. That is 5 weeks. That's 5 weeks. So you have from now to 5 weeks to get this deal done. Otherwise, you could release them. We'll talk about what that looks like. That's nobody wants that. If you release Debo, all of the things hit immediately, except for that $15 million, which is prorated out over 4 years, 2026 to 2029. You're going to be paying Debo for a long time. So you can miss out on that $15 million. But you still got to pay them 30-plus million cap hit. So you're going to have a $15 million cap hit and a $15 million cap hit, and Debo ain't even going to be on your team. You're going to be paying this guy top 15 wide receiver money for 2 years to not even play for you. That's why I don't like it. That's why it kind of makes me feel dirty. But if the Niners were like, look, dude, we got to change some stuff around. This contract ain't tradable. Like Rob Lauder of Striking Gold, I respect the hell out of what he says. That makes sense because this it is tradable. A team getting Debo for 1 year, $17.5 million. Yeah, that ain't bad. That's not a bad, no guarantee on that. And so they could renegotiate that deal. And so it makes sense for Debo and his agent. They could lock up another deal now. Ah, man. I can't see a team offering a second round pick. Third round pick, maybe. Logan will probably at best get a fourth round pick for him. That's more likely. That is way more likely. Now, doing the trade at this point is a little bit more advantageous because it's pre-draft than it is at the trade deadline. Like, there's not a lot more wide receivers out there that are in this situation currently. But there are a lot of wide receivers that are going to be free agents that are going to get paid. And so if I'm a team, again, the nuance just keeps freaking. Ugh. Listen to the wide receivers that are expected to hit free agency. T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Brandon Cooks, Mike Williams, Tyler Boyd, Josh Palmer, Darius Slayton, Juju Smith-Schuster, like, where does Debo fit in this? He's not getting T. Higgins money. He's not getting Chris Godwin money. He's not getting Stephon Diggs money. Stephon Diggs, he might, actually. He's getting more than Keenan Allen, more than Marquise Brown, more than Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper might be, he's older. So, if I'm a team, I'm like, man, you know what? We could trade for Debo now, but we'd have to pull the trigger right now. We might be able to get T. Higgins. We might be able to get Chris Godwin. We might be able to get Stephon Diggs. Those are three better wide receivers. I know they're different, but you'd rather have T. Higgins, Godwin, or Diggs, right? Diggs is a locker room issue. Debo's a captain. I know he choked out a long snapper. I wish he would have choked him harder, but I don't think Debo is the proper competitive whatever. Debo's job is in the offseason around money all the time. All the time. Right here, swap with the Jets for Adams straight up. Ooh. Yeah, okay. Adams, his contract's weird. He has no more guaranteed money at all on his deal. But his cap numbers are gigantic. $38 million this year, $38.3 million this year. Yeah, how that would work financially, that would be there. But, you know, some of the initial thoughts that are going through my head, the 49ers, wide receiver is now a real possibility again in the draft. And that just disgusts the hell out of me. Maybe that's the Shanahan motive behind all of this is just drafting wide receiver. Spent more draft capital on wide receivers than any other team in the NFL. Spent more salary cap capital on wide receivers than any other team in the NFL. And now it's still going to be a need. I absolutely hate that. I despise that. That's gross as hell. And yeah, there's lots of guys out there and there's lots of guys you could get cheap. And that's what I want the Niners to do. So if you are trading or cutting Debo, I really want veteran presence in this wide receiver. I would love Amari Cooper. Whenever the rumors of Amari Cooper at a second-round pick for Ayuk were on the table, I was automatic smash. Take Cooper, that's it. It would have been the 33rd overall pick, by the way. Monkey Boy, could this be part of a Browns trade for Garrett? Player-for-player trades almost never happen in the NFL because of the salary cap situation. It's not like the NBA where salaries can be a positive. It's not like the MLB where 100% of contracts are guaranteed. It's not like that. The NFL, player-for-player trades happen, but never near the close-to range of where they are. So, yeah, it could happen, and I'd be totally cool for it. Obviously, the Browns would like to have Debo. There's no doubt about it. Every team wants Debo. I know that Debo hasn't produced. And I know that a lot of fans are upset at Debo after the worst performance ever in the Super Bowl. Actually, his worst game was the one where he kept dropping the passes, but whenever it mattered most. But yeah, Debo's second worst game of his career was in the Super Bowl, had a terrible year after that. But Debo is still a quality football player. No matter how you feel about him, Debo is one of one. There are not guys that could do what Debo does. Now, whenever he's on, that dude's on. Carried us through the playoffs before we got CMC, like by himself, several different times. So, all right, let's do this. Let's get into the numbers. Let's get into the crazy. Here y'all go. Y'all ready? All right. Debo Samuel, if you trade him, this is where we are right now, okay? With Debo Samuel, if you trade him, you have to trade him before. Because here's the issue. You want picks this year. If you trade Debo, you're getting picks this year. You save money if you trade him post 6-1. That's June 1st, which is after the draft. That's after free agency. You're not going to get anything this year. Can't do that. And with the March 22nd option due of $15 million, time is clicking. Okay, so if you traded Debo right now, let's say a team comes up and says, 49ers, we're going to give you a third. The 49ers are like, yep, let's do it. We're going to take a third round pick. We're going to hit all this dead money. Here's what happens, guys. This sucks. You have $31.5 million dead cap space left, and all of that is going to come off this year. You're going to trade Debo for a third round pick and lose 31 plus million cap space in 2025 for a third round pick. $31 million this year cap space for a player not even on your roster. Ah, that hurts. That hurts. Now, I have seen people put, oh, we'll do a post 6-1 trade designation. You can't do that in the NFL. You can do post June 1st cut designations. Can't do post June 1st trade designations. Now, somebody's going to say, well, what if you just agree to a trade, but you don't do it until after June 1st? Well, then the $15 million option due bonus of March 22nd hits, right? So you are, man, again, I the more and more I dive into these damn tables on four different websites and try to read all the language, Debo and his agent got him. Don't get got. Niners got. This deal gave Debo all the negotiating power. And if he gets cut, he's going to get paid $31 million and be able to sign with the new team. So the Niners are, gosh, man, they are stuck between a rock and a hard place on this deal. That's why I'm in the camp, and it doesn't really matter what I think. I would rather Debo play out this year. If he plays out this year, okay, then he has a $15 million cap hit this year, but then that option kicks in, and you'll have a $33 million cap hit next year, and he won't even play for you. That's what sucks, right? But then you'd get a compensation pick back for him, and you're getting one more year of Debo. There's not a positive. The 49ers lost this negotiation. The 49ers lost the Brandon Ayuk. You think this Debo contract's bad? You look at that Ayuk contract, he's got back-to-back $40 million cap hit seasons. You have to renegotiate Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk has to be a 10-plus year 49er for that contract to work at all. At all. Debo got you. Ayuk got you. But you might be able to salvage that by renegotiating. You can't redo Debo's contract. Why? Because you have 1, 2, 3, 4 void years. 4. He got you. You lost. And I'm one of the biggest Prague, Morante, you know, whatever fans out there. You lost, Niners. That dude, he got you. Niners lost this. And now we're in that, right? We're in the end game. Niners lost this Debo contract because the amount you paid him for what he did, you did not get your value at all. And now you're having to sell it, the scrap heap and get pennies back. Yeah, that's what it is. John, we would get to see BA as a true number one without Debo. That is true. You do have Pearsall now. And so that Pearsall pick, again, makes more sense because, man, if we really were going to trade Debo this year, and that was always the writing on the wall, if he could stay healthy and he didn't produce, got to get rid of him. Well, at least you got two number one wide receivers, or two first-round pick wide receivers, I should say, in BA and Pearsall. If you're in a dynasty league, go get Pearsall right now. Go get Pearsall right now. He is automatically going to step in as a full-time starter in that Debo role, which is what he should have been forever. That's what he should be. But, yeah, we'll get a CBA. We're going to get a C. LBG, appreciate the super chat. As a New England fan, we would give a third. We have two. Okay, so let's look at the chart. The New England Patriots have pick 69. Nice. And they also have pick 77. Yeah, I would. If they would give us one of those picks, that makes sense. One, their wide receiver room is god awful. Who's the Patriots' number one wide receiver? They thought it was going to be Jalen Polk, who I was a big fan of. He has been awful through 1 year. Probably Keyshawn Booty out of LSU. They could definitely use him. Now, if we look at the salary cap, they have the most cap space. The most. So, there. And I appreciate you, LBG. Thank you, man. I really appreciate the super chat. But also, this is, again, there's three players or teams in this trade. The 49ers, Debo and his agents, and an opposing team. You look at a team like the Patriots, hey, we'll give you a third-round pick for them. We'll take that one-year $17.5 million thing. We'll let it play out, and we'll try to sign them to an extension. I would take that deal. They were going to give us pick 69. Nice. I'm taking that deal. I would take that deal. And I think that's kind of the best hope you could get for him. Who is going to trade a second round pick? It's got to be a back end of the second round because, let's be honest, Deebo had 800 yards, 4 touchdowns last year. That's not worth a second round pick. And you have to pay him. Washington at pick 61, maybe. Maybe. Kansas City, no. Philadelphia, no. Buffalo, no. Washington, maybe. They've got cap space. Detroit, no. Baltimore, no. Houston, I'm going through the back end of the second round draft picks. I'm at pick 58. Deebo to Houston, maybe. They don't have a lot of cap space. Carolina, no. Buffalo, no. Chargers, I don't think so. Green Bay, Green Bay. What's their cap space? Yeah, they got some cap space. Like, there are options, but why would you give up a second? Especially this draft. I think the second round is where this draft is kind of cooking. It's where, like, you can get so many guys. Yeah, this isn't the best wide receiver draft in the NFL. Man, I just have a hard time. Chris Godwin's going to be a 49. I wish. I have loved Chris Godwin since he was in college. I love tough, good route runners with great hands. And so he's big. He's fast. He creates separation. He's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to be hard to get him away. It's going to be hard to get him away from Tampa. I think Tampa is going to put a premium on there. Right here, Jimbo. Trade Deebo to a team that hasn't been paying attention to his performance. Yeah. I would like that. Lucky boy. Deebo leaving means we'll at least have an additional wide receiver out there that can separate. Man, I know Niners fans are upset at Deebo with what's happened recently. I get that. But, man, that dude can make plays. And I'm telling you, it's easy to be excited with player. And I get this is what fans do. What have you done for me lately, right? Dude, Deebo, that dude is giving everything. The drama, I get it. The poor Super Bowl performance, I get it. The letdown after his contract, I get it. But no team is better without Deebo. And for sure, no team is better without Deebo and a $31 million cap hit whenever he's taking snaps on another team. That's why I'm a little frustrated. That's why I think this sucks. It's because the Niners are not going to get better through this deal. Now, maybe the draft pick you get, you hit a home run, and that's great, and that's what I want to happen, obviously. But you're not better without Deebo and an additional $31 million cap hit gone. Yeah, right here, Richard. Deebo wouldn't want to go on a rebuilding team. If he's about the money, he is. And Deebo is about money. I know he's competitive, and I know he wants to win. But it's not his choice. The 49ers could trade him. I don't think that there is a no-trade clause in Deebo's thing. There might be. The contract is basically a no-trade clause. And I get this a lot, Anthony. I really can't stand Deebo. That's why I got a Fred Warner jersey. A lot of people don't like Deebo. A lot of people love Deebo. A lot of people don't like him. I love Deebo. I absolutely love... I hate the drama. I don't like that part. But I love how hard he plays all the time. I love how he leaves it on the field. I love the playmaking ability. And he has showed up in the biggest moments. That touchdown against the Cowboys, I will remember that moment for as long as I remember anything. I was at the stadium. It was in Dallas. We got the interception. He yells at Kyle, "Give me the damn ball." One play, Deebo handoff, touchdown. Cowboys have sucked since. Deebo did that. So I get everybody's like, you know what? Let's move on. And that's cool. You handle you and how that is, right? Some people, they go through breakups and they're just like, I hate that person. And some people go through breakups like, yeah, we can still be friends. I don't know. I hope I'm like, I still want to be. I'm going to pull for Deebo wherever he goes. John, appreciate the super chat, my friend. How many times does a guy have to tell you to let him go before you do it? We've been dealing with this for too long, and I love Deebo. That is true. Yeah, that is true. This is not the first or second time Deebo has said, trade me.
It's not. So, yeah, let them go. Let them go. I like this, Rick. Debo and a fourth for a second round pick. I would love that. I think the Commanders, looking at the salary cap and where the draft picks fall, the Washington Commanders hold pick 61, right? So back into the second round, about where we pick Renardo Green. So give them Debo and one of our fourth round comp picks, pick 138, Debo and 138 for pick 61. From a Niners standpoint, if I'm the GM, 1,000% yes. From a Debo standpoint, man, I want to go play there. That dude, I want to go play with Jay Daniels. I get that. From a Commander standpoint, I don't understand why they would do that. Why would they do that? I would not. Now, let's see here. What else does Washington also, they don't have, I'm not seeing a third rounder. Yeah, they have pick 79 in the third round. So if I'm Washington, I'm saying, no, we're keeping that second. I'll just give you pick 79, middle of the third round, Washington Commanders for Debo straight up. That makes more sense to me from a Commander standpoint. Yeah, the Niners standpoint, I want it all. Give us your first round pick. It's not happening. But I do like that. Right here, Bozzy Mayan, appreciate you, man. Niners are doing Debo a favor by allowing him to seek a trade with such a high dead cap hit. He should be grateful to Lynch and Shanahan. They've created such a great organization. Yeah, I mean, they're friends. And the Niners do this with everybody. They're doing it with Brandon Staley right now. Like, you didn't fire Brandon Staley, but you didn't demote him or anything either. You're just saying, hey, dude, go find another job. They do this with everybody except for Steve Wilkes. They fired that dude quick. They give everybody chances, and they try to do right by almost everybody. And, you know, you can look at Kyle Juszczyk and Eric Armstead. They gave both those guys the same option. We're going to have to give you a pay cut. And you've got one guy, Kyle Juszczyk, that says, dude, I want to be here. Whatever I got to do to stay here. Then you've got Eric Armstead, who says, screw you guys, middle finger, talks trash about an organization that paid him, stood by him through injuries, lack of production. And then he goes and gets paid elsewhere, balls out, stayed healthy all year, but the whole time flipping the 49ers off. The Niners do right. And I think that is a positive thing. Like that, the way the Niners treat players permeates throughout the league. And Kyle gets guys, again, remember, with the way Kyle treats players, you never, ever get Trent Williams unless you have Kyle Shanahan. That's the only reason why you got him. It's the only reason why you were able to resign him over the Chiefs. It's just because of Kyle. That's it. And so this play, man, NFL wide receivers, and they're like, man, I wish my team would let me do that. Are there negatives and cons? Yeah, there are in everything. There's an opportunity cost to every single decision. It makes it look like we're not tough, and it looks like we cater to players. Well, the Niners do. They do. They cater to players. No doubt about it. But, again, I do like the idea. I do like the idea of the 49ers being willing to, hey, Debo, you've done a lot for us. Go see what you can get. But I can guarantee you part of the conversation that Debo did not tell Adam Schefter is we have to redo your deal and lower your cap hit or we're going to cut you. I guarantee you that conversation was in there. And Kyle's ruthless. You remember the Jimmy Ward? Whenever they brought in Tayshaun Gibson when Jimmy Ward got hurt. He broke his hand, I think it was that time. He got hurt so many times. But they bring in Tayshaun Gibson and he just balls out. And so then Jimmy Ward comes back and he's healthy. And Jimmy Ward has been with the Niners for almost a decade at that point, about 8 years. And he says, man, I'm not playing nickel. I'm playing safety. And Kyle tells him, and this is through Jimmy Ward's own language. You want to sit on the bench instead? Like, Kyle, you see over those press conferences, like he's cutthroat. He's loyal. The Shanahan loyalty program, always undefeated. Loyal. But he'll cut you. And so I guarantee you there was some hard look, dude. We can't carry this deal 2 years. So you either take a pay cut or we're going to cut you. And he said, well, let me see if a trade. Debo's not out there trying to find a trade with this contract unless he was going to get cut. I guarantee. I'm telling you that that's what it is. It's conjecture. I have no sources. I don't want sources. I don't want to be an insider. I'm a fan that loves the 49ers, that wants to create a better experience for 49ers fans, build a community, and I love to party with 49ers at all the road trips. That's what I am. I'm never going to be an insider. I don't want to work for anybody. I just want to work for y'all. That's what it is. So I like this question, Sean. I want to play this out, okay? What about Debo and a pick for Garrett? I want to flesh this out a little bit more. So I'm going to need just a quick second. I'm jumping over to my draft pick trade chart that has all my numbers. And I'm going to come up with something in a quick minute. But before I do, if you're betting anywhere today for the Super Bowl, man, you know where to go. Mybookie.ag. The wild ride on the road to New Orleans is almost over. The big game is just around the corner. So, for fans looking to cash in on the Super Bowl, MyBookie is where it's at. They packed in promotions, props, and features that make betting on this event not just exciting, but seriously profitable. You can bet on props. Listen to these. How long will the national anthem last? Will somebody trip during the halftime performance? You can even talk about, man, are there going to be a taunting penalty called? Will the president tweet during the game? Which commercials will appear first, Budweiser or Coca-Cola? You want to go cars, Toyota or Jeep commercial first? Netflix or Amazon have a commercial first? All the way down to, what color will the Gatorade shower be? And if you like squares, guess what? Make every quarter count. You can play for as little as $1.25 and win big with prize pools up to $10,000. So, with everything from the Super Bowl props to live betting, MyBookie is ultimate destination. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the promo code next to me. It's going to take care of you, and you're going to get a boosted bonus when you make your first deposit. So if you're betting anywhere, make sure to bet with MyBookie on the big game. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, let's go back and let's talk about this. Debo for Myles Garrett, fun possibility. Now, obviously, the Browns are out there saying, we're not trading Myles Garrett. Why would you? But the Browns are in a rough spot. They have no future quarterback. They have no cap space. They have the worst cap space, second worst cap space in the NFL behind the Saints. Saints are, why would you want to go there? They are $54 million currently behind. Like, they are screwed. The Browns are right there. And so that complicates things because I don't know if the Browns are trying to take on contracts, right? Now, if we look at Myles Garrett and kind of his contract, that if they did trade him, they would be getting back a substantial amount of money. He's got a $36 million cap hit this year, and he's got another $13 million, talking about Myles Garrett. So $36 million this year and another $13 million option going to hit in September. So like, if you are getting out of the Myles Garrett contract, this is a good time to do it for the Browns. But obviously, you don't want to trade the best defensive player in the NFL. I get that. But they're screwed. So, from a Browns perspective, they have no cap money. They're not going to be signing a lot of free agents. That, I think, adds fuel to this. Because you trade Myles Garrett to the 49ers, okay? Right off the bat, $36 million, you're doing better. Okay, now here's where it gets weird. You allow Debo to play out that 1 year, $17.5 million deal, but you let him leave. That goes back in compensation because they're going to be a comp pick team because they can't pay new guys coming in. They have to reset their roster. So this would give them an additional probably fourth or fifth round pick. So let's say you give up a third. Let's go to... they're not going to give it up if we're getting Myles Garrett. My initial claim on trading for Myles Garrett, yes, I want the Niners to trade for him. I would offer a first and fourth this year and second round pick next year. That's my offer to them because no other team in the top 15 is competitive in the NFL. That's why I think the Niners do not have to offer multiple firsts. Now, if we implement Debo Samuel into that trade, right? So the 49ers offer a first,
Deebo Samuel, which has the equivalent to a third round pick to me, and another third. So a first, Deebo, and a third. I would prefer a first and Deebo this year and the third round pick next year. Maybe add a little gravy to it and throw in a fifth round or a fourth round comp pick, something along those lines. But again, I'm not going to overpay for Garrett because once you trade for him, guess what? You also have to sign him to it, probably another extension. He has no guaranteed money left on his contract anymore. What best player in the NFL is going to play for no guaranteed money? So you'd have to, now, Myles Garrett, you build around. And so that's a wonderful problem to have, very similar to when you traded with Christian McCaffrey, who had no guaranteed money on his deal either. And that allows you the flexibility. Now, hopefully you don't extend him and then he gets injured. Talk about things that have happened in the 49ers. I'm totally not bitter about. But yeah, I would say a first, a third, and Deebo. I prefer the first this year. Well, I prefer the first next year, but no way the Browns want that. Give them a first round this year, the number 11 pick, Deebo and a third rounder next year. That would be my offer. What team's going to beat us? Yeah, teams might offer more than one first round pick, but where are they picking? If they're a contender, there are no contenders picking in the top. Could Cincinnati at 17. That's the closest I could think. But you're not trading Myles Garrett in division. That 1,000% ain't happening. So you got to eliminate Cincinnati. Seattle, no. Tampa Bay, maybe. Denver, you want to trade into the NFC. You've got to go down to Green Bay, 23rd pick. Minnesota, 24th pick. Rams, no. They ain't got no money. Baltimore in division. Lions at 28. Again, let's say the Lions come up and offer you two first-round picks for Myles Garrett. That's great. But that's pick 28 this year and going to be a late rounder next year. As opposed to 49ers sitting there with pick 11. That's one of the things. I keep going back to the Myles Garrett trade. The Niners have a distinct advantage. They're not in the conference of the Browns. They have the highest pick of any contender, which is the only thing that Myles Garrett supposedly, quote unquote, wants. And they have the cap space to where they could do it. The Deebo thing, yeah, makes it a little bit sweeter. You could sell that to the fans. Cleveland, their fans hate you. You know, you have a terrible ownership. You suck. You don't know how to run a franchise. You made one of the worst trades in NFL history for Deshaun Watson, and you screwed yourself knowing he was going to get suspended. Congratulations. You played yourself, Cleveland. This, hey, Deebo looks good on billboards. Niner fans can attest. They're a little chunky. Look who's talking. But I'm just saying, fans will buy Deebo Samuel number one jerseys for the Cleveland Browns. Like, you can sell that to the fans. Not say they're going to buy it, but oh, man. Right here, Monkey Boy, appreciate your super chat, my friend. Not saying he can't make plays or we're better without him. If we're going in for Purdy, having better true wide receiver for Purdy is positive to look towards. That is true. Yeah, Deebo's great versus zone, and obviously the yards after catch are huge. But, yeah, Deebo versus man, not great. Never has been great. Probably never going to be great. I'm with you there. Nicholas, what's up, man? My man, appreciate the super chat. What would have Bill Walsh done? Yeah, Bill Walsh would trade everybody before. Bill Walsh would not have done this contract, though. I can tell you that right now, but he wasn't around in that these times. Better to let a player go a year early than late. Teams need to continuously reinvent themselves. Here we are. And look, you cannot sign. Again, going back to the contract, you cannot re-sign Deebo to an extension. You can't do it. You have four contract void years on this contract already. Deebo's gone next year. My hang-up has always been Deebo and his agent beat you so bad in the structure of this deal so that they wouldn't get traded. But, man, he played so bad and was injured that it kind of – he undid what his agent did, if that makes sense, with this contract. Man, I hate it, though. I love watching Deebo play. God, I cannot go back to that. Like, it bothers me to think that this is not going to get to see Deebo in red and gold again. That bothers me. I want that attitude. I want that energy. I mean, Debo, yeah, who leads the players out of the tunnel? Trent Williams, Debo Samuel. Ah. Jesse, trade him to the Jets. They're going to base it on his batting ready. Yeah, shout out to Woody Johnson. Might be one of the worst owners. He's one of the worst owners. Like, for the longest time, you couldn't say worst owner as long as Dan Snyder was around. But he's gone now. So now it's like Jerry Jones, Woody Johnson, obviously the Browns ownership, like Shad Khan, you could put him in there too. Like, those are the worst owners. And again, look where the Niners are. Hey, look at us. Look at us now. Who would have said, like, right? That Paul Rudd gif or whatever, the little movie clip. Look at us now. We're sitting here with the Jed Yorks. And again, I'm pretty anti most owners. I think we have like a solid owner. He wasn't at the start, obviously, whenever him and his sister were doing things, but I like the way this is trending. The 49ers are buyers. We're paying Robert Saleh top tier money. That didn't count against the cap. That's all out of York's money. You go get experienced DC, Brant Boyer. He wasn't cheap. Then you go get Gus Bradley just as an assistant. Trust me, he ain't cheap. Like, man, you're looking at some of these things. We're not basing trades on Madden ratings like Woody Johnson has done. I like that. Uncle Salty, my man. Niners are not boring this offseason or any season. And it's funny. I like boring. I know content creators, and I know there's, you know, thousands of people watching right now, and I'm very thankful for your views and your time. Please hit subscribe wherever you are watching or listening, whatever. I appreciate it. We go live year round. This is episode 1331 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. We ain't going nowhere. And I understand the views and the numbers and the downloads are up whenever things like this happen. This is not what I enjoy. I enjoy film. I enjoy boring. I enjoy nostalgia. I wish I could spend more time on those things, but the Niners, shoot, never a dull moment. Never. They are always giving us something, and we still got Purdy contract. Still got the Purdy contract to do with. And we ain't even there yet. We ain't even there yet. Ah, man. Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot to go with. But right here, the Browns need all the help they could possibly get. It does make sense. It does make sense to me. Anthony, This is another reason why I don't want to trade Debo. Debo at a contract year is pretty badass. You remember when they had 1,770 total yards for us? Debo's in a contract year right now. We're going to trade him in a contract year whenever his future financial everything is based on his performance. Dude's going to ball out. Anthony says Debo will ball out next year, never write off a champion, pure competitor. He is that, and that isn't it weird how players are just mysteriously always healthy and always amazing in contract years? It's just so weird, and we're losing that. Ugh, I want to keep players in contract years. I want those compensation picks. I want them. I want them. I want them. Ugh. Yeah. Man, this sucks. I am not going to lie. I'm a little pissed off right now. And so, best case scenario, we get a second round pick for him. And add Moody to the deal. Trade Jake Moody and Debo together. Yeah, that's going to cost us value. But I would take that. I would take that. Golly. Oh, shout out to my good man, William Kerrigan, the beast. Denise was smart enough to bench Dr. Dork and give the team to Ted. Yeah, well said, man. My nostalgic, he is my resident 49ers historian. I appreciate you so much, Will, and your family. You guys are the best. I don't like it. I'm a little upset. If the 49ers can get a second round pick, I feel like that is the best case scenario that they are. Debo in a fourth for a second rounder to the Commanders. I don't know if there's another team that's even around there. I think that's best case scenario. More likely, third or fourth round pick because of that contract. Because whatever team gets Debo, they get him for 1 year, $17.5 million. And probably if you trade for Debo, you're going to want to – little pro tip here. For whatever team gets Debo, do not sign him to an extension until after like week 10, because you're going to get 10 of the best weeks ever. Then you're going to sign him to an extension and he's going to regress. Trust me, find a 49ers fan. They will tell you, but I'm all for players getting all the money that they possibly can. Man, I just wanted to root against two teams today. That's all I wanted to do. The only thing I'm cheering for today is Vic Fangio. Outside of that, it's just pure hate. Haters ball everywhere. Oh, man. I love it. Never going to be bored. Hopefully you get second for Debo, but that's going to do it for us this morning. Hopefully you enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. You guys are awesome, but we're going to be here all year long, and our draft work is not stopping. Just put up a Walter Nolan breakdown, all 22 video breakdown coaching tape up on the 49ersrush.com. That's how we pay our bills here at the 49ers Rush. Our Patreon channel, it's in the link in this description. We've got all 22 tape breakdowns on all of the offensive tackles, you know, whether that's Will Campbell, Mimbu, Kelvin Banks Jr., Josh Simmons. We've got defensive ends up. We've got defensive tackles up, and we're just going to keep building that. And in about 1 week's time, we're going to be sending out the first edition of the 49ers Rush draft book, which how many pages are we at right now? We are currently at 179 pages, 300-plus prospects, age, height, weight, speed, all those things, what their film breakdowns are, snap allotment, traits ranked, comparable stats, you name it, all tailored to how they fit on the 49ers. We do our first edition here in about 10 days, a week to 10 days, and then we'll do our final one the second week of April. I'm telling you, it is the most, I don't know, exhaustive. I love it. The 49ers Rush team is amazing. So that will be going out in a week. That goes to every single the49ersrush.com subscriber on our Patreon. You can sign up as low as $2 right there in the link in the description. And there's a 7-day free trial. So go check that out. I appreciate y'all. What's up to my man, Rob? Only channel I turn into, period, for the most part, especially the offseason. Thank you, man. I feel like we're better in the offseason than we are the rest of the time, but that's right. We love you guys, and we love Debo. And yeah, Debo's probably gone, and we'll never see him again. Man, don't be one of those fans that's like, man, screw Debo. I hate that guy. Remember the good times. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And once you get into the part where you start to cheer for the guys even after they leave, like DeForest Buckner or even Eric Armstead was bitter, or Debo, whomever, trust me, I think your fan experience gets better. I truly do believe that. But you guys are the best. And man, you might need it today. God, that game's going to be rough, but we're going to have fun. Thank God for alcohol. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer the largest in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to make your life simple, no matter how busy life gets. Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings and all the great deals happening this week. Save big.